Welcome to Black or World Traveler, the podcast. I'm your host, Shira, and I'm thrilled to invite you to explore the world through the eyes of a Black woman. This is more than just a podcast. It's a celebration of travel, adventure, and culture with a purpose. As a Black woman, our perspective is unique, and it's time to amplify our voices to share our incredible stories. Join me as we inspire and encourage each other to see the world in a new light. This is your go-to lifestyle and travel podcast for meaningful journeys and unforgettable experiences. So whether you're an avid traveler like me or dreaming of your next destination, come to be a part of the Black or World Traveler community. Tune in now and stay connected for amazing tales of travel, adventure, and culture that will leave you inspired. This is the Black or World Traveler podcast, where wanderlust meets purpose. So first and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank you all who have been supporting me and on this journey with me. Since 2018, I've met so many amazing women across the diaspora that have supported me. Strangers have supported my podcast, my blog, blackgirlworldtraveler.com. And I'm so humbled by the love that I received. I always think to myself, wow, like I've really met some amazing women on Instagram. It's like some people have legitimately become my friends. And so I'm just so grateful that you're listening to this podcast or watching this, and that there are women out there, no matter how infrequent that I've been posting, support me. So if you are listening, if you support me, I truly thank you. I never take it for granted. It is so appreciated. It's why I'm still here. It's why I keep coming back to Black Girl World Traveler. And it's why I'm now here to stay. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Shira Smiley. I am the owner and founder of Black Girl World Traveler, which is a fully functional travel agency. In 2024, you can come to us for all your travel needs, booking flights, accommodations, hotels, rental cars, everything that you need, you will be able to do with Black Girl World Traveler, the new travel agency. So that's our big announcement. And I'm so excited we're officially a travel agency. So for those of you who don't know, I started Black Girl World Traveler in 2018, and it was originally just a blog. I graduated from college and I wanted to travel the world. So I decided to backpack Europe. And I knew I wouldn't remember everything because I knew I was going to go to a lot of different places. So I decided to write about what I was doing every day. So my first stop was London. And I remember, you know, just signing up to do free walking tours and just taking pictures while I was on the tour of the street art, the graffiti, and just enjoying my life. I was 22 and fresh out of college, and I had wanderlust to the extreme. And so for those of you that have been following me for a while, you know that the website was just showing people what I was doing and hoping that they may be inspired to visit all these cool places. So some of these places that I had visited included London, England, Paris, France, Berlin, Germany. I went to Iceland. I went to Holland. I went to Belgium. I went to Prague. I went to Spain. I went to Italy. I went to Hungary. It was just an amazing, epic adventure. And that trip changed my life because I knew that in my heart, this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And so that sort of set me up for where I am today. But my life has not been without, you know, a couple of bumps and bruises and detours, if you will. But we'll get into that a little bit later. So after backpacking Europe, I decided that I wanted to stay in Europe. So I lived in Spain for a year, got a visa. It was technically a student visa, but I was an assistant English teacher. Absolutely loved it. I love the people that I met. I really wasn't interested in teaching so much as I was like learning Spanish culture, making sure that I left the country fluent in Spanish, and just traveling. I remember one of my coworkers, I worked at a middle school, high school, as well as a primary school. And so one of my teachers was like, you live in Spain, but you're never in Spain, because I worked Monday through Thursday. And then every Thursday night or Friday morning, I was on a flight. I was on a flight to wherever. I mean, I went to Germany so many times. That was just like 10 euros. Yes. Yes, I'm going back to Berlin. Yes, I'm going to Dresden. Yes, I'm going to Köln, which is Cologne. Like, yes, I will be there. Yes. Yes, I'm going to Belgium. I just say yes to everything. Yes, I'm going to London. I don't even like London. And I've been to London like 5 times. Like, if you know about traveling Europe, you know that this was in 2019. You could get a flight for 10 euros easily, hands down. Yes, I'm going to different parts. I spent a lot of time in other parts of Spain. I've been to every region in Spain. My favorite is the Basque region. They have the best gastronomy in the world. I don't make the rules. They just obsess over food. My favorite city in Spain is Sevilla, which is in the south. I was just saying yes to everything for that year that I lived in Spain. And I felt like when I was traveling, as opposed to doing the work of like assistant teaching, I felt like alive. I felt my calling. And so what I did was I made a promise to myself that I would never stop traveling. And so in 2019, at the end of my contract, when my visa was about to expire, I decided to move to Asia. Now, I had ran up a crazy credit card bill because I was saying yes to everything. Yes to those flights. Yes to those hostels and hotels. Yes to, you know, very nice meals. I was saying yes to everything. And so I had to pay off some debt, essentially. And so I told myself, I gave myself 6 months. I was like, 6 months, a year. I'll work a job for a year. And then I'm leaving. I'm going to Asia. I'm seeing what else is out there. I'm hooked. And I came back home in June of 2019. I got a job by August, I'd say. Started working, had a plan, had a budget, paid off my credit card debt slowly but surely. Got a new job because that job had some... That organization had some financial mismanagement going on, and I saw that it was about to get bad. So I jumped ship as soon as possible, and I got another job, which was probably about, yes, it was a $15,000 increase. So I was making okay money, definitely, you know, enough to pay my bills and to save for Asia. And then 2020 comes, the new year rolls around, things are still on board, I get my apartment. And then March 13, 2020 happens and COVID-19 pandemic happens. So I was going nowhere. My dreams of living in Asia quickly went out the door. I was like, I guess I'll never. I did not leave. I vividly remember being in my apartment in Germantown, which is a neighborhood in Philly, if you're not local. And I had a bay window. So I was just looking out my window. This was in April where we were working from home. And I thought, how do people survive prison? I hadn't gone outside of my house for 30 days. I felt trapped. And I didn't know what I was going to do. But I knew I couldn't quit my job. I knew that Asia was not going to happen anytime soon. And so what did I do? I just continued to work a regular 9-to-5, was not really happy, but I had great people around me in terms of like the people that I serviced in my work. Some of my coworkers at the school that I was working at the time were amazing. Actually, a lot of my school was amazing overall. But again, it was not what I truly wanted to do. I wanted to travel. And so 2020 was a terrible year, I think, for many people. I just wanted out. And then 2021 came, and 2021 was a bullshit year, too, to be honest with you. We were still in a pandemic. We were, you know, dealing with rampant mental health issues throughout society. It was just a terrible time. 2021 was not a good year. And I said, no more. I can do this no longer. So I quit my job. I was like, I'm done. And I said, you know, I'm going back to travel. I don't care. I'll start domestic, I'll switch it up, but, you know, here we are. And then in 2022, I house sat and PetSat for free across the United States. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But I do not love working for free. I'm a Black woman and you need to pay me in dollar bills. Benjamin Franklin, preferably. And so that was a crazy time because while I did love traveling and I loved all the owners that I met of the homes that I house sat for, I used the platform Trusted House Sitters. I loved house sitting, but I hated working for free. I was like, you know, this is costing me money. I'm not being paid to do this. You know, and it is a job when you're dealing with people's pets, taking care of their homes. It's a job. And so I quickly realized, oh, this isn't stable. This isn't sustainable. I'm not making any money. I mean, I always had a job, a 9-to-5, and I switched to remote work during that time. But again, travel is what I wanted to do. It always has come back to like, this is what I need to be doing. So I said, okay, I thought, let me try to find a job that'll pay me to travel. So I did. I found one at the end of 2022, and that was an interesting experience. So it was travel throughout the United States as a field producer. So going to 10 different United States cities and recording the stories of everyday Americans. The job itself, the recording of the stories was phenomenal. I mean, I met people from all over the country. I talked to women, men, non-binary folks, disabled folks, folks with a wide range of abilities. And that opened up my world in so many different ways. But at the same time, it was very, very hard work because you're dealing with so many different people's energies. And at the same time, I was also living with my coworkers, which was the worst thing I could have ever done for my mental health. And I also felt that I was constantly being triggered by their work. Because when you're dealing with different people every day and they're coming in to record a story, they can talk about whatever they want for 40 minutes. That was the whole premise of this organization. And the oral history aspect of it. People are sharing their deepest, darkest secrets. They're talking about murder. They're talking about sexual assault. They're talking about divorce. They're talking about death. They're talking about life regrets. They're talking about not having will to live. So many different topics that can sometimes mirror what I was going through in my personal life. And it became very apparent that I still have a lot of trauma that I need to work through. And so when I ended that contract in October, well, prior to ending the contract, I want to tell you all that they offered me another job. And that would have been focusing on Black stories in the United States. Now, I was open to taking the job because it would have been fully remote. So by this time, I had decided I'm going back to do Black or World Traveler. I don't like working for people, which I already knew. And my life just kept going back to travel. I need to be traveling. I was traveling in the job, but it was, you know, traveling on someone else's schedule, going to places that kind of sucked. I was in Utah and Wisconsin and, you know, not places that are okay, that certainly have stories and are great in their own right, but not places that I wanted to be or that I wanted to choose. I want to always have full autonomy over my life. So when I was offered the job, I said, okay, I'll take it. But then they ended up ghosting me. So never heard anything back. Mind you, they offered me the job. So I was confused. But it was the biggest blessing that could have ever happened to me because I'm here with Black Girl World Traveler today. That has all my focus. I'm putting all my resources, time, energy, love into my travel agency. And when you're at an organization that doesn't necessarily pour into you in the way that you need to be, it's not meant for you. So that opportunity came and went. And here we are 3 months later, since my contract is ended. I have been doing amazing work in therapy. My life is chef's kiss. It's getting better. It's hard. Being a Black woman business owner is hard as fuck. But it is so worth it when you know that you're the shit and that you're doing work that you don't have to wait. I'm doing work that I don't have to wake up and think about. Oh my God, we got to deal with these people today. I don't have to deal with anybody. I don't have to deal with anybody that I don't want to. And it is amazing. You know, where I don't have to wake up and think, oh my God, this is so stupid. I don't want to do this. I get to choose what I want to do. I get to choose the projects that I want to focus on. I get to choose how I want my business to be structured. I get to choose the places that I travel to. I have full autonomy over my life. And that is exactly what Black Girl World Traveler is about. It's about empowering Black women to live and be the best versions of themselves. So if I can be that and do that, I feel like I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. And so that's where I am now. And so that's why that was the best decision that's ever happened to me. And Black Girl World Traveler is officially a travel agency, and I'm so excited. I came to this decision after onboarding my first ever staff person. I now have someone to help me with marketing and creating our marketing plan and marketing analysis. You know, there was a wide open opportunity for a Black woman-owned travel agency, and I've been fighting it, y'all. I tried to do a little bit of the travel agency work in 2021, and oh my God, I was like, I don't want to be responsible for people's travel. This is so stressful. You know, if vendors don't show up or they don't do things right, and I'm not there, but I'm technically responsible, it was very much like, this is a lot for me. But as I'm building my team and getting help, it's so much easier to be able to delegate and to focus on the mission of Black Girl World Traveler and focus on the empowerment piece. And so now that I have help and I'm building a team, I am so ready to jump into Black Girl World Traveler. I'm so excited to host group trips. That's one thing that we're looking forward to doing at the end of 2024 and two trips per year beyond that. I'm excited to be around Black women all day, every day. I'm excited to just be around people that I like, and I'm excited to build community. All the things that I always wanted to do, but can never do because of the different work environments I was in. Now, for me, I just created my own environment. I realized that that was the only path forward, especially in my last job. It wasn't going to work. If it's not ran by me, it's not going to work. That's just how I feel. And I had that come to Jesus moment. I've always known that. I've always been super autonomous. But as you worked at different jobs, you'll see. And anyone who's listening to this, and when you work different jobs, you just know, like, this is not for me. This is not going to work. This sucks. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't work right. This isn't inclusive. You know, I'm the smartest person in the room. Nobody's thinking about these things. Why do I have to solve everyone's problems and I'm not paid to be a problem solver? You know, all those questions, all those things would constantly come up. And those are some of the triggers that I talked about earlier. And so when I finally got into the space where my contract was over, I was just like, I don't have anything to lose besides like the money from my business loan. Like, and I'll just pay that back. It feels really good to be in a space where I'm doing work that I 100% align with. And so that's where Black Girl World Traveler is. Mission aligned work. Doing work that empowers and uplifts Black women, period. That's all I'm about. So in terms of the group trips that I kind of alluded to earlier, well, there is a survey. It's on our website at blackgirlworldtraveler.com. Please visit our website to fill out that survey. That is going to help us decide where these group trips will be going forward. We have a couple of options. I have a few places where I think that you ladies may be interested in going to, like Jamaica, Bali, Indonesia, San Diego, New Orleans. But I could be wrong. So we also have the space for you to put in any recommendations of places that you would like to go for a group trip. So please, please, please go fill out that survey at blackgirlworldtraveler.com. So I know that Black Girl World Traveler, the podcast, hasn't always been consistent, but that's all about to change. We are doing weekly episodes. And my plan is to discuss eco travel, sustainable travel. We're going to talk about dating while traveling. We're going to talk about Black people throughout the diaspora. But I also want this to be a two-way dialogue. Yes, I'm in front of a microphone talking, but I also want it to be about what you guys want to hear. So if there's a topic that I feel like I can't speak to, I'll just be inviting a Black woman who is an expert to come and talk about that. So if you have ideas of what you'd like for us to cover on future episodes of Black or World Traveler, the podcast, please contact us at blackorworldtraveler.com and click on contact us. Leave us a message. We will definitely include it in our lineup of future episodes. I want to also invite you all to follow us online at Black or World Traveler on Instagram. That's where you'll see a lot of this content. You'll hear sneak peeks of future podcast episodes, and that's the best way to engage with us. So make sure you follow us at Black or World Traveler on Instagram. Thanks for listening to the Black or World Traveler podcast today. I hope you enjoyed our talk about exploring the world through a Black woman's perspective. If you like what you heard, help us out by joining the Black or World Traveler community. Hit subscribe, leave a review, or share this episode with your friends. Your support means a lot to me. I'd love to hear your thoughts too. Drop me a comment on Instagram at Black or World Traveler. That's BlackGirlWorldTraveler. And let's keep the conversation going. Looking ahead, I've got more stories, travel tips, and honest conversations coming your way. I'm all about celebrating meaningful adventures together. Before I wrap up, I want to send a special thank you to everyone who has been supporting Black or World Traveler, especially to those of you who have been on this journey with me since 2018. And a big shout out to our entire Black or World Traveler community. You guys make this journey special. Remember, the adventure continues. Keep exploring, stay true to your journey, and we'll catch you next time. Take care, Shira.